So we spoke to them about the CDNT crisis and the issues that children are facing, not being able to access therapy and families not being able to access support. We presented our report to them, which is the stakeholder impact of the CDNT crisis, outlining the impact that it is having on children and parents, the impact the lack of services and therapy is having on schools, and the impact it's having on other HSE professionals, including ex-CDNT staff. We also presented our what we call our interim emergency measures. So we presented four interim emergency measures to try and provide support that we feel will provide support to families right now and in the short to medium term.
Did you feel it was a success in getting a solution in the current staffing crisis?
We did discuss the staffing crisis, but we tried to, I suppose, focus on what would help families right now and in the short to medium term. So we came up with solutions for them, such as, you know, there are a lot of parents out there who are accessing private healthcare and, you know, just genuinely don't have the resources, you know, to be able to continue to do that. And then there's other families that don't have the resources to access private healthcare and private therapy. So we spoke about maybe using some of the budget that's currently underutilised to provide families with that route. We spoke about redeployment into the CDNT areas. We spoke about urgent support being needed for schools. And we spoke about the equipment needs. So children out there are waiting for equipment and need clarity around how they can access that equipment whenever their therapist isn't in place. We spoke about that as well. There was a good bit of discussion about the staffing crisis, but to be honest with you, ourselves and the Special Needs Parents Network tried to redirect the conversation towards what will help families now.